So building Gideon's faith, that's what we're going to talk about. God builds faith. Yet, there's always helpful to have an example that demonstrates this. So the example we're going to use is going back and looking at Gideon, who was one of the judges of Israel, and the events that demonstrate how God built Gideon's faith. As we go through and look at these examples in Judges chapter 6 through Judges chapter 8, we will look at Gideon's life and consider, while you're doing this, your own personal lives. And how when God called you, how the Lord, through a process of events, built your faith. So we're going to start with Judges 6, verse 1. So Judges 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Now, this is a recurring issue in the book of Judges. The book is about teaching the children of Israel to have faith in their God, as seen through the judges who were raised up by the Lord. But the children of Israel proved to have short memories. So let's look at Judges 6, verses 7 through 10. So Judges 6, 7 through 10. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel and said unto them, And thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you out from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, out of the hand of all that oppressed you. And I drave them out from hence before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. Here we see that the children of Israel still believed in the Lord, but they also believed in other gods. It appears it might have taken them 7 years before they finally realized that it's the Lord who was going to solve their problems with the Midianites. They most likely cried to their other gods, and when things didn't work out, they remembered the Lord and finally went to Him. Now, we do not know and are not told exactly when the children of Israel make this decision to go to the Lord. But the important fact is, they do. So let's now look at Judges 6, 11 and 12. So Judges 6 and 11 and 12. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak, which is in Ophrah, that pertained to Joash, the Abizurite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress, to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, mighty man of valor. Now, here is the beginning of our lesson in building of Gideon's faith. Notice in verse 12, the positive statement that the Lord makes to Gideon through his angel. And as we will find out, At this time, Gideon does not know this is the angel of the Lord. But here, a dialogue begins between the angel and Gideon. Brethren, have you ever had a brother or a sister make a positive comment to you that opened an opportunity with a dialogue with them? Did this ever happen early in your walk when you were searching to know why things were the way they were in the world today and you did not know the answers to those things, but you were searching for why the world was the way it was and you wanted answers to those questions? Well, Gideon has questions too. So let's look at Judges 6:13. So Judges 6:13, and Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all the miracles which our fathers told unto us, saying, Did not the Lord bring us out from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. What Gideon has said here is extremely important. Remember what the prophet said back in Judges 6, 7 through 10, which we just read? The Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. Gideon understands this, but he does not understand why the miracles are not being performed at his time. What Gideon does not understand is the Lord is not doing miracles for a reason. And this is why they're not being delivered from the Midianites. So there's a big, big problem here. Something has gone wrong with what the fathers of the children of Israel were to teach their sons and their daughters. And this is seen in Deuteronomy 5, 1 through 9, and Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 9. As seen in these scriptures, the fathers have forgotten to teach about the worshiping of idols and the worshiping of other gods. This explains why Gideon would ask his question about why God is not helping them. If Gideon knew the covenants of God that were made in Horeb and made in Moab, he would have known that there should be no worshiping of gods in the land of Israel, no idols in the land of Israel. He would have known that the trouble the children of Israel are having is because they are worshiping idols in the land. Gideon is about to learn this lesson. But what we notice here in Judges 6:13 is the angel of the Lord does not answer Gideon's questions. The angel of the Lord has not ignored his questions. These will be answered, as we will see. So now let's read Judges 6:14. Judges 6:14. And the Lord looked up upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Here again, the angel of the Lord makes a positive statement to Gideon, reinforcing what he just said in Judges 6:12. At this point, the angel of the Lord now gives Gideon a work to do. It is here in verse 14 that the angel of the Lord answers one of Gideon's questions in verse 13. Did not the Lord bring us up out from Egypt? By giving Gideon the work of deliverance, the Lord affirms that he did the same for Moses in delivering the children of Israel from Egypt. It is the Lord who delivers through those who he chooses. But let's now read on and look at Judges 6:15 and 16, Gideon's response to the Lord. So Judges 6:15 and 16, And he, Gideon, said unto them, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh. I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Even though the angel of the Lord has made these positive statements about Gideon, Gideon's faith still needs strengthening because he's looking at things through his eyes and not the Lord's eyes. It is one thing to be called by the Lord, but it's something else to have confidence, trust, and faith to know you can accomplish what the Lord has asked you to do. The Lord knows this, as seen with Gideon. The Lord uses all his resources to build faith. We're going to read 1 Thessalonians 5:11. This is important. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore encourage one another and build up each one the other, even as also ye do. Brethren, you're one of the Lord's resources used to build faith as the angel of the Lord did for Gideon. So let's continue on and look at Judges 6, 17, and 18. Gideon asks for a sign from the angel of the Lord. So Judges 6, 17, and 18. And he, Gideon, said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee. And he said, I, the angel of the Lord, I will tarry until thou come again. It is here, after asking for a sign, that in Judges 6, 19 through 22, Gideon realizes that he's been talking to the angel of the Lord. What a faith builder. The Lord has sent his angel to talk with Gideon to ask him to do a work for him. This has been a one-on-one experience provided for Gideon to the angel of the Lord. Well, brethren, maybe you can remember a time in your life when you realized you had a one-on-one experience from the Lord. You realized at that moment that what had happened to you was from the Lord. The Lord wants us to know and understand that He is with us and working with us. So notice that in Judges 6:21, the angel of the Lord departs, but the dialogue between the Lord and Gideon continues on. So let's read Judges 6:23. Judges 6:23, and the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. The Lord makes another positive statement and reassures Gideon what he asks of him to do will not bring about his death. This is a big confidence builder. But Gideon is still learning and building his faith. So let's read Judges 6, 25 and 26. So Judges 6, 25 and 26. And it came to pass that same night the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it. Build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove, which thou shalt cut down. Now the talking's done, and action is required. Gideon has to go out in faith, trust in the Lord, and accomplish his task. So let's read Judges 6:27. Judges 6:27. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him, and so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. Gideon's off to a good start, but faith is still an issue. We detect in verse 27 that fear motivates him to do what the Lord requested him by night. Even though the Lord said in verse 23, Fear not, thou shalt not die. Gideon has taken an important step. He is willing to do what the Lord asks him, but he's afraid. Putting this in perspective, it may be easy having a conversation about the truth, but putting this into action and living it is a whole other thing in itself. Are you willing to do God's will over your own will, even though you may be afraid? Gideon was. Yet there is another important lesson here of building Gideon's faith found in Judges 6:25 through 32. This task, which the Lord requested of Gideon, answers a question that Gideon had back in verse 13, where he said, "O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us?" It also addresses the statement in verse 13, "But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Remember, there were things that the fathers should have been teaching the children of Israel, and Gideon is lacking this information. Well, Gideon now learns it's idol worship, which has brought all this trouble, which the children of Israel are experiencing. The children of Israel needed to obey the Lord and what he requested of him, the removal of idols from the land. This Gideon has now done. Now understanding the importance of removing idols from the land, Gideon is faced with the threat of the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the children of the east, as seen in Judges 6, 36 through 40. A battle is imminent, yet Gideon feels he needs affirmation from the Lord that he is with him. Remember, his faith is still growing. Maybe we can all relate to Gideon at this time. It is not that Gideon does not have faith. This he has. But faith is something that is built up over time. And Gideon needs strengthening in his faith. A great individual for an example of this is found in Matthew 14, 28 through 31, Peter walking on water. And then Acts chapter 3, verse 16, Peter witnessing to the men of Israel after Jesus has died and ascended to his Father. So we're going to read these two. Matthew 14, 28 through 31. "And Peter answered and said to him, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And Peter came down out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O ye of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Now Acts 3:16. "And his name through faith in his name hath he made this man, Peter, strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him giveth him the perfect soundness in the presence of all you." Notice the building of Peter's faith. First it's, "O ye of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt?" Now Peter needed to grow in his faith. Then Peter's comment, "And his name through faith in his name hath he made this man strong." Peter has come a long way in building his faith. But let's move on with Gideon and the building of his faith, and we're now going to read Judges 6, 36 through 40. Judges 6, 36 through 40. "And Gideon said unto God, If thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. And it was so. And he rose early on the morrow, and thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of the fleece, and the bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto the Lord, Let not thy anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. And the Lord did so that night, where it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. The Lord has built Gideon up by giving him successes, as we've seen in verses 27 through 32, in destroying the idols, and making positive statements to Gideon. But Gideon again wants a sign as he did in verse 17. Notice God does not condemn Gideon for wanting physical evidence that permits his requests. It would appear that what Gideon is asking is impossible to do. Yet, what is impossible for man is possible for God. Gideon is still learning and growing and building his confidence in the Lord, learning to trust the Lord. Brethren, can you remember a time when you were in Gideon's place and asked of the Lord for an affirmation that the Lord was with you and what you were about to do? How did you feel when your request was fulfilled? Faith needs time to grow and strengthen, and the Lord is willing to work with us and help us grow confident in Him and help us learn to trust Him. This is not something that happens overnight, as we have seen here with Gideon. Let's read 1 John 5:14 and 15, knowing that by asking, we are always considering the Lord's will for us, which I believe Gideon was doing. 1 John 5:14 and 15, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we desired of Him." So now moving on. The battle is looming. Gideon chooses his army under the Lord's direction. Here again, Gideon's faith is being built up. It is at this time that Gideon puts complete faith in the Lord. Let's read Judges 7:2. So Judges 7:2, "And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand hath saved me." This is very interesting. And I wondered what Gideon was thinking at this time when he heard this. But notice, Gideon does not argue. Gideon does not make suggestions to the Lord for alternatives. He does what the Lord requests of him. So let's read Judges 7:12. Judges 7:12. "And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the valley like grasshoppers for a multitude, and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for a multitude." This army that Gideon is going to face is huge. As we see further on in Judges chapter 7, the Lord is going to ask him to fight it with 300 men. Let me ask you this question. What would you be thinking at this time? 300 men? Consider what Gideon is thinking at this time and put yourself in his place. We're going to read Judges 7:3-7. So Judges 7:3-7. "Now therefore go and proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, Whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that whom I say unto thee, This shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And whosoever I say unto thee, This shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, Everyone that lappeth the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth the knee to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knee to drink. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. Gideon looks out on an army of 32,000 men. Things are good. The Lord, of course, is working with Gideon's faith, but also the children of Israel. So Gideon tells the people that if they're afraid, they should go home. Now, this is accordance to the Lord that he's already given to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 20, verses 1 through 8. Any man who fears should go home. So Gideon looks out at his army, and it's gone from 32,000 to 10,000. Now the Lord asks Gideon one more thing. Notice how the men drink at a water source. The test determines his final army. Only 300 are chosen. At this point, Gideon has put his full faith and trust in the Lord, but it's easy to say, harder to do. Have you ever been in that kind of situation? Another interesting point here in verse 8 is what happens to the 9,700 men who were not chosen of the 10,000 men that were remaining. Let's read Judges 7:8. Judges 7:8. And the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man, to his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was in the valley. Notice that the 9,700 men returned to their tents. These men were not sent home. They were sent to their tents. So where are their tents? They are south of the enemy where Gideon has bivouacked his army. Now this is important because as seen in Judges 7:1, the enemy is north of Gideon. So as the battle wages in Judges 7:24 and the enemy flees south to get away, what happens to this enemy? They run into the 9,700 Israelites waiting for them that were sent back to their tents. So now back to Gideon, and we're going to read Judges 7:9 through 11. Judges 7:9 through 11. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered them into thy hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say. And afterwards shall thy hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. And he went down with Phurah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. The Lord knows that Gideon is afraid, like he was when he had to destroy the idols of his father at the altar of Baal. So the Lord builds Gideon up by reassuring him that he has delivered the enemy into his hands. The Lord willingly provides Gideon what he needs in strengthening his faith. But Gideon must learn to look beyond what the flesh sees and learn to comprehend what the Lord sees. Have faith in things not seen. Let's look at an example of this in 2 Kings 6:15 through 17. Here a great host is risen up early, and they are coming up against Elisha with chariots and horses. Elisha's servants gets up, and he sees the host and is fearful. He only recognizes what he sees through his flesh, the overwhelming host that surrounds the city. So let's read what Elisha sees through the eyes of the Lord. So 2 Kings 6:15 through 17. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, the host encompassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servants said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they be with us are more than they be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Gideon's faith must grow to this degree. Our faith must grow to this degree. As seen in Judges 7, 13 through 25, Gideon does what the Lord tells him to do and overcomes the enemies of the children of Israel and the Lord. But this is not the end of the lesson. Gideon has a few more things to teach us after the battle is over. So let's read Judges 8, verses 22 and 23. Judges 8, 22 and 23. Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, Rule over us, be thou and thy son and thy son's sons also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. Gideon clearly understands his relationship with the Lord and wants the children of Israel to understand their relationship with the Lord. Here Gideon sets a good example for the children of Israel. If Gideon's count had ended there, we would say, well done, Gideon. But a final lesson comes with a final warning. And we're going to read Judges 8, verse 24 and verse 27. So Judges 8, 24 and 27. And Gideon said unto them, I would desire a request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his prey. For they have golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. Verse 27. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and he put it in his city, even in Ophrah, and all of Israel went hither a-whoring after it, which thing became a snare unto Gideon and his house. Gideon has been proving to the children of Israel that the Lord is with them. He knows the reason for all their troubles, that they have been worshiping idols. Now the children of Israel have to get rid of their idols. But now Gideon provides something that could represent an idol. Why does he do this? We're not told, but it becomes a snare for Israel. Gideon knows that the physical enemy, the Midianites, have been overcome. But idols that exist in the minds of the children of Israel also have to be overcome. This becomes evident with Gideon's ephod. Gideon had to recognize that his work was not finished. The removal of idols was the first lesson that was taught to him. Now work had to be done in the minds of the people. Gideon, as an example of a man of faith, had responsibilities that were to continue on for the children of Israel. This goes back to Gideon's questions in Judges 6:13. Things about the Lord were not being taught by the fathers. Now was the time for all this to change. And Gideon was to lead by example. But Gideon stumbles. What a lesson. Even though that which is physically seen may be overcome, that which is in the mind also needs to be overcome. This is the lesson of self-examination in all we do, because it affects us, but it also affects others. Let's read 1 Peter 1, 13 and 15. 1 Peter 1, 13 and 15. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts of your ignorance, But as he which hath called you to be holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So Gideon needed to learn and remember that with all his successes, there was still a battle of the mind that needed to be won. So let's summarize. We've been looking at how the Lord worked with Gideon to help him come to know the Lord and to help him build his faith in the Lord. We noticed that first Gideon asked questions which the angel of the Lord does not appear to answer right away. Gideon also asked for signs from the Lord, which the Lord accepts and provides. We noticed that in this whole process, the Lord made positive statements to Gideon to build him up and was willing to answer those things that Gideon requested of him. As we move through Gideon's life, we saw how the Lord helped Gideon come to understand the answers to his first questions through his experiences. We noticed that somewhere in the history of Israel, the fathers had stopped properly teaching about the Lord to their children and their relationship with the Lord. All through these events, Gideon always does what the Lord asks of him, demonstrating and building his faith. Then finally in Judges 8:23, Gideon says, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you, which clearly shows Gideon knows who the Lord is. Finally, there was one lesson where Gideon made an ephod and became a snare unto the children of Israel. Now this is an essential lesson for Gideon. He needed to understand that once the physical battle was over, another battle still needed to be won. He was now the example of a man of faith. With all his successes, he needed to continue his work with the children of Israel. The battle now existed in the minds of the people. They needed to become a people of faith. Gideon needed to build their faith by example, just as the Lord had done with him. Let's end with Colossians 2, 6 and 7 and apply this lesson from Gideon to ourselves. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen.